angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Now, a lot of you don't know that Mel Torme is the composer and writer of all of my special material. Every show that I do, I'm very lucky to have him. And he's also been a guest on the show before, and lots of you don't know that he happened to write one of the most beautiful Christmas songs that ever was written.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Incidentally, I wrote that, you know, with Bob Wells.
Yes.
And just this year, kind of to celebrate Christmas, I wrote a brand new verse. Would anybody care to hear it?
I would. Yes. Yes.
All through the year we waited, waited through spring and fall, to hear silver bells ringing and winter time bringing the happiest season of all. And I wish Judy Garland would sing the chorus in her own kind.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose,
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's load of lots of gifts and toys are in his sleigh.
Close.
And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if rainbows really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Shall we have a go at some old English, shall we?
Yes.
Love and joy come to you, and to all your loved ones too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you a happy new year.